So Mark Titchener is a Turner Award nominated artist who's just unveiled a new banner on the wall of the Art House at Cathedral School in Red Cross Way. Mark, describe this new piece.
It's a banner, as you say. It's digital print on vinyl attached to the outside of the ex-caretakers building on Red Cross Way. It was a piece that was designed specifically for the house, which we've been talking about for quite a long time. It says, "Nothing for myself that is not also for others," which I don't know if I should tell you where it's from, reveal my sources, but I was trying to find we talked about the project as or named it kind of motto part one, because there was an idea to do one inside the house. So I was looking for something which I suppose on one hand seems like kind of aspirational in terms of an approach to the world, but I suppose also slightly edgy as well.
I understand your work often draws on texts that you find in different places. What sort of places do you draw your texts from?
Well, what I try to do is I look for kinds. I'm happy to find texts anywhere. I don't mind about sources, and in a way, it's more interesting the greater the sort of displacement. But I tend to look for a certain kind of phrase. I don't like to use language that is too complicated. So I like the language to be readily understandable, even if the message itself is quite complicated. So I try to avoid long, complex words. This is actually a text which comes from it's a Buddhist text, actually. But I tried to... I suppose I was just thinking about the idea of, you know, living in the West and sort of, on one hand, being very, you know, selfish and very much about consumption, which is kind of the opposite of a more philanthropic.
And obviously it's the text itself that will catch people's eye, but it's a multi-layered piece. If people look at it more closely, what will they be able to pull out?
Well, the background of it is actually a brick wall. It's a sort of old brick wall rather than the sort of new build 70s brick of this wall, and actually inscribed. Quite subtle, actually. You can see it all over the whole thing, almost like lines is the text again, which I the actual form of the poster is kind of based on the Saatchi & Saatchi advert that for the Conservative Party's Labour isn't working, which was voted as the most sort of successful ad campaign of the last century. Has this same border and it uses a similar or same kind of font. So I was looking, whether that's sort of conscious or not, I thought that again had an interesting parallel to the language of the text.
And this is a long-term piece that's going to be here for a few years, but where else can people see your work at the moment?
Well, at the moment I have a large wall drawing in a show for the reopening of the South London Gallery, which is on, I believe, until the beginning of September. It's a text piece again, but it's actually painted directly onto the wall, which was the first, which is actually how I got into doing these banners. I started off painting them, so I've now kind of gone backwards, and it's the first wall drawing for 10 years. So that's on in the new South London Gallery on Peckham Road.